I actually prepared a Haftarah for Shabbos Bereshis, Haftarah Shabbos Bereshis. And Baruch Hashem on time, remember that this Shabbos is Parshas Machor Chodesh. The Haftarah is Machor Chodesh. So I have a shiur ready for next year, Parshas Bereshis. But we have a fresh shiur here for Baruch Hashem, Machor Chodesh. And the idea for this shiur was actually based on a beautiful Dvar Torah from my old chaver and roommate from Tel Yeshiva, whose name is Rabbi Yohanan Gwertz, or Rabbi Jonathan, or Johnny Gwertz, who sends me every week, he sends me our Dvar Torah, and I read it usually, I look at it, beautiful, beautiful words. He actually wrote two Svarim also, based on a lot of his different Torah. And if you want to get onto his list, so it's info@jewishspeechwriter.com. You never ever heard me advertise something like this before, ever. So I'll just do it now. If I'm doing it, do it right. info@jewishspeechwriter.com, or in Ivrit, info@jewishspeechwriter.com. So it's based on a Dvar Torah of his, but I'd like to give a hakdama to it. And let us begin. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Gemara lists all the different Kriyas HaTorahs for different times of the year, and different Haftorahs for different times of the year. And the Gemara says at the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Chal Liyois Vecher B'Shabbos, if a Shchodesh falls out on Sunday, May Esmo, from the day before, on Shabbos, Maftirin V'Yomer Lo Yehoinason Machor Chodesh. You read the Haftorah of Vayomer Lo Yehoinason Machor Chodesh. That's the Haftorah which is read, and again, that's the Haftorah for this Shabbos. And Mir Tashem, by the time we get to this Vart, we'll see how it's actually also tied to this week's Parsha. It doesn't have to be, Machor Chodesh comes up many times in the year, but it's even tied to this week's Parsha as we go through it. So, the Pashup Shad, of course, is that Haftorah begins and speaks about a story which took place on Rish Chodesh. But the agreement between David and Yohanan, their pact, when they agreed what would happen on Rish Chodesh, they spoke and they discussed it erev Rish Chodesh. So we also read this Haftorah, which begins with the words Machor Chodesh. That's the Pashup Shad of the Gemara. But listen to this beautiful Vart from Rabbi Yohanan, and Rabbi Yohanan has a beautiful Vart, Yohanan and David, and Mir Tashem, we'll get back to it soon. Let's give a hakdama. The Gemara in Mesaches Chulin, Daf Samoch Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Pazi Rami. Reb Shimon ben Pazi asked a stira. And part of this Gemara is brought down in Rashi in this week's Parashah Bereishis. Vayasalikim, it says in the Torah, Vayasalikim eshnei ha-ma'oris ha-gdoilim. It says in the Torah that both ma'oris, both great lights and shamayim, are big. They're the great lights, the sun and the moon. Uchsev, there's another pasuk that says, Esam oir hagadol v'esam oir hakatayim. Decide, are they both big, or is one big and one small? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Pazi darshins, Omro yoreach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Efsher l'shnei malachim sheyishtamshu b'cheser echad, is it possible for two kings to jointly use and share one crown? Omar lo, so Ribono shel Olam said, you're right, you know, can't have two kings using the same crown. That was a great idea. No, do something about it. L'chi u'ma'ati es atzmech. Go and make yourself small. If you remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Pinchas Mayor asked Meisher Rabbeinu, isn't the halacha if someone who does nus with the shiksa, with a non-Jew, isn't the halacha kanayim boigimois? Meisher said, yeah, you go along and do it. So the Meisher told the Yerach, yeah, vakasha, be my guest, make yourself small. Omra lefonof. So the Yireach said to the Rabbi Shalom, Hoyl v'amarti lefanecha dover hogan, because I spoke to Mzach, I said an appropriate thing, I was sensible. Ama'etas atzmi, I have to lose out and become small? Is that fear? Omar lo, l'chi u'mishoyl ba'yoyim uvalayla. So Rabbi Shalom told the Yireach, you can keep on being, you know, showing your light by day or by night. The sun's only there by day. You could be there by day, and you could be there by night. So that's some type of compensation. The sun's only by day, and you have day and night. Amrlei my rabuse, what do I gain from that? The day job is worth nothing. It's a pointless job. The shraga betira mayahani. What does my light show when the sun is showing? What's the point of my light? That's ridiculous. It's not a fair compensation. Omar lo. So the Rabbi Shalom said to the moon, Limnu boch Yisrael yomim v'shanim. Klal Yisrael will use you. This is a great compensation. Klal Yisrael will count days and years. The calendar is basically established after the lunar cycles. So Klal Yisrael will establish the whole life based according to you. Amrlei yoyim enami. Yoyim enami actually explains means the sun. You also need the sun. The sun also helps determine Yom Tovim, when we make an Ibriyar. There's a lot of things involved with the sun also. Calendar, Jewish calendar, is based on lunar and solar together. So I still don't feel compensated. So the Rabbi Shalom told the moon, Zil, Likru Tzadike Bishmech, go. That the Tzadikim will call themselves in your name. Yaakov HaKotan, it's a pasuk. Shmuel HaKotan, that's a pasuk. David HaKotan, that's a pasuk. Just like you are Kotan, you are called Ma'or HaKotan, they will go after you. You represent, your idea will be a guiding light for great tzaddikim like Yaakov, Shmuel, and David. That's Ma'orid. That's really beautiful. But, says the Gemara, says Rav Shimon Pazi, Chazio Delay Kamiyafta Da'at, the Rabbi Shalom saw that the moon still wasn't appeased. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu kapara alai. Bring a kapara for me. Shemi atati yaseyareach. I sort of still offended the moon, so bring a kapara for me. What does this mean? So Gemara explains, V'hainu da'am Rav Shimon Lachish. This fits into another Rav Shimon Lachish, which is also brought in Shavuos. Manishtan esayah shoresh chardish never by Lashem. In Parshas Pinchas, there's a whole bunch of Yom Tovim. Every day, Sukkah is a different list of karbanos you bring, and Pesach, and Shavuos, and Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and every day there's a Sa'ir. All these days there's a Sa'ir to bring. Every one of these Yom Tovim is a Sa'ir, but never says Sa'ir Lashem. Just Sa'ir, Sa'ir Echad. By Rosh Chodesh, it's a change, and it says, Sa'ir Shav Rosh Chodesh, it says Lashem. Rashi brings this part in Parshas Pinchas. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sa'ir Zeh Yekapara Al Shmi Atati Yaseyarech. The Sa'ir will be a kapara, that which I made the moon smaller. So the Rabbi Yishim tried to appease the moon by telling him it'll be a day and night. Moon didn't go for that. The Rabbi Yishim, Kaviyachol, told the moon, try to persuade the moon, that Klal Yisrael will base their calendar based on you. He didn't like that. The Tzaddikim will be called after you, no? So Rabbi Yishim says, okay, bring a kapar for me, Soyer Lashem, on Rish Chodesh, that's why it says Soyer Lashem, it's for Hashem. Shemiyat Tesei Yareach. So this is one of the most famous Agadatas that has a pack of Mefarshim that try to explain what's going on. The Rabbi Shem doesn't need a kapara, Rabbi Shem doesn't do chatayim chas v'shalom, doesn't make any sense. What does this mean? So much, I am not a Bucky in Riff, unfortunately. Hashem should help me, I should become a Bucky in Riff. But the Riff, in Mesechah Shavuos, beginning of Shavuos, the Riff was the Sefer Halacha, is Marich Ma'oid, the Riff on the back of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi, is Marich Ma'oid, to explain this Agadah the Gemara, beginning of Masechet Shavuos. Maridik. What does the Riff say? The Riff says, Mamash at the beginning of Shavuos, he brings this whole Gemara, and he goes through every stage of this Gemara, explaining what the Gemara means at that stage. The whole Shakvatai of the Gemara. This is a early, early recent borderline from the Ga'ainim who explained this Gemara. And the last part of the Gemara, the part of Rabbeinu Kapar, which is a connection to Shavuos, because it's brought in Shavuos also. So the Riff says, Loinis Yashvedaita, the moon wasn't appeased. Omala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hinani Oiselacha Kavoid, I will give you respect, Shemi Yashiv is Daitcha, Tacha Shemi Atticha, which will appease you. I made you small. This will for sure come for you. And of course it worked. What is this? Well, mind you, Shiyu Yisrael B'chovesh Chodesh, Makriven Korban the Fonai, Lechaper Avoyne Sehem. Klal Yisrael will use this day, your day of Rosh Chodesh, your Ischachus will be a day for them to have Kapara. They're not just going to base their calendar on you. They're just going to have the Tzaddikim called after you. Their whole Kapara, their whole their whole ability to refresh themselves and to get back to HaKadosh Baruch will be with this day. L'fichach amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yu kapara l'fonai b'Rosh Chodesh, you, Klai Yisrael, bring a kapara in front of me on Rosh Chodesh, l'chapar aleichem, you should have a kapara, k'nei shetashlimu alai, you should become complete with me again, return to me, b'karban kapara zeh, es ha-kovoit sh'amarti l'asais li'areach b'shvil shemi atativ. V'zehu pirush, that's a pshat in the Gemara, v'yu kapara alai shemi atativ v'chulei. And the Eliyarab in Siman Tov Yutes and Hukas Rosh Chodesh, he says that the riff was obviously not goyris, if you kapara alai with an ayin on me. He was goyris, if you kapara alai with an aleph. Bring a kapara to me. Bring your kapara to me. But on this day, Rosh Chodesh. So the Rabbi Shem doesn't need any kapara. According to the riff, it just means that Kadosh Baruch Hu appeased the moon by giving him a day. This is a day when Klai Yisrael are able to recalibrate themselves and have a kapara shlema with the Eibishter. We know this, everybody knows this. Rashi, the Rashi in Chumash also brings part of this Chazal with Rav Shimon and Paz, and the Rashi finishes it off with the Medrash, instead speaks about that he got a pius through the Kechavim. Look in the Mefarshim, Rashi takes a switch and goes with a different pius, not with his Gemara's pius. Even though again, Rashi does bring the end of this Gemara in Parshas Pinchas by the Sare Chav Hashem. So this is, the beginning of the Hakdamah. Is actually a very amazing Chassam Sefer. Sorry, it's very amazing. We'll get to it in a second. Very amazing. Rabbi Yosef Eibeshitz says a beautiful vart. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, very, very beautiful thing. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, based on this Gemara, we'll add to what we're trying to learn now. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that we know Kairach, he called together people to rise up against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara in Chelek darshins that Moshe, the pasuk says, "Vayikumu al Moshe and Shemoyed kriyei Moyed." Those that call the dates, those that are experts in dates, the great leaders of Klal Yisrael were influenced by Korach to gang up against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, why dafka these people, why were they the ones to gang up against Moshe Rabbeinu dafka? So in fact, the Rebbe Eibeshitz, why did he get the people that are bucky in? This is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud. Gemara says, Kriye Moed, she yoidu la Abishana, they know how to make a new year. Why Dafka did he pick these people? What's the Inyan in them? The same Amud, the Gemara says also in Sanhedrin, that the Shemesh and the Yereach, the Gemara dashes the Pasuk Novi, the Shemesh and Yereach said, we don't want to shine today, until they were forced to go out and shine. Why did they want to shine? They said, Hashem, if you don't defend the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu who's being attacked by Korach, we don't want to go out. So Rabbi Yishim said, oh, you're more makran in their cover, you're not makran in my cover, people bow down to the sun and moon, that doesn't bother you. So Rabbi Yishim forced them to go out. Ayin Shom B'Gemara, again, Kuf Yudam Na'alf. What's the Pshad in all these Gemaras? So look at Rabbi Yishim Abishis and Teferis Yonison Al-Tayra and Pashas Korach. See, today's a big Yonison day. So look at Rabbi Yishim Abishis, that the Tanya de Levana originally was, by the Bria Sa'olam, two kings can have, don't have a right, Kesrach, and Rabbi Yishim said, oh, you're right, go make yourself small. Originally, they both were the same. You know what I mean, the same, by the way, it's interesting, Rabbi Yishim Abishit points out, this is like Agav, just a little typical Rabbi Yishim. He says, the moon never had its own light, never had its own light. The moon always reflected the sun's light, but he went and what matched the pace of the sun. So that it was always a full moon. And the Rabbi Yishim said, lichi mi'etech, go make yourself small, means start mismatching. The sun shall have big days and little days. Days when the moon gets smaller and smaller. I'm not sure exactly how it fits into the part of the Gemara with the moon being big. With the moon being by day and by night. Because the part of the Gemara that speaks about that you'll be by day and by night and you won't be shown if he had that originally and he wasn't upset. So why did he get upset now that he's not shining by day? You can't see him by day. Then you couldn't see him by day either. Anyways, but that's what Mason says. Let's get back to the main part of Mason Eibeshitz. He says, what did Korach want? Korach said, Moshe Rabbeinu, why should you be the only leader? Shem didn't just speak to you. Everyone can be a leader. He wanted everybody should be a melech. That was Korach's taina. Everyone should be equal melech. He was attacking the kahun. Everyone can be a kohen gadol. 250 other people were ready to be kohen gadol. And everyone could be a melech. Everyone heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Everyone, we're all equal. Why? All Jews were created equal. Why are you melech? So the sun and the moon hears us in Shemayim. They're like, hey, says the moon. According to this Kairach, according to him, me and the sun could have continued like before. Why did I have to go make myself small? My svara of Ein Shnei Melachim Mishtam Shemekesar Echad was a wrong svara. So he don't want to shine. He said it's not fair. That's why Levana didn't want to shine that day. But we have the same thing with the people down over here. Kairach, he dafka got people that were bucking in tkufos to show, look, you need the sun and the moon, like the Gemara said, you need the sun and the moon together to form the Jewish calendar. You need both together. So if so, you see that Shnei Melachim could be Mishtamish B'Kesser Echad. That's what they were timing, that Moshe shouldn't be the only leader. You could have a bunch of leaders together. We'll work in harmony. We'll form some type of democratic government. We'll work together. We won't have Melech David Malki Aleim. This is Rabbeinu Sinai B'Shitz. Now, let's start heading back to the story of David and Yonis and the Haftarah, after the Hakdama. We know that Yishol was the Melech, and the Rabbeinu Shalom took away from the Lucha of Shol and told Shmuel that it's going to be passed. Shmuel told, Hashem told Shmuel, and Shmuel told Yonis, and told Shol, that is going to be going over to David. The Reach HaKtoibim Mecha. It's going to be moving over. The Mucha is going to be leaving you. And the Achrayim say, B'Skarav and others, that Shmuel, that Shaul felt that if there's a heter to kill David, Moir B'Malchus, for whatever reason, then Shaul will get back the Malchus. It's the only Ikuv, we spoke about this before, is halachically mitzad David's alive. But if David passes away, then really, the Bnei Shul Mekabel Shaul back with tshuva is only because he already promised type to someone else. Famous B'Skarav and others say, B'Shachachma says this also. We go back to him. So, if he felt David, he had a Gelegenheit, an opportunity, he felt David was married by Malchus here and there. So he was acting very, very rough with David, and David and Yonason suspect that maybe Shaul is trying to kill David to look for an excuse to kill him. So they make this test on Erev Rish Chodesh. And what's the test? Everybody knows, and it's an Haftarah, it's one of the Haftarahs we read most during the year. They make up tomorrow on Rish Chodesh, you won't be at the Suda, and eventually Shaul's going to be suspicious, and I'll give some type of excuse for you, and if Shaul looks very upset that you're not at the Suda, then I'll give you a sign, and you know you have to run away. Look in the Haftarah. So, I was at the Suda, David didn't show up. The first day was Donald Mekavschus. We spoke about this last time Shabbos was, last time it was Machr Chodesh. We spoke about what Shaul was he Chayshev Ksherim and David, or was it Donald Mekavschus? We spoke about a lot of stardom on that. But right now, second day Rish Chodesh, it happened again. Shaul says, that's it. Why isn't David here? So, Yehoyazin tells him the following story. He says, David asked me, Rishus, to please miss this Suda over here with you, the Kavod HaMelech Shaul, not to be a Shaul Suda, instead to go to a family. Yishai is having a whole Suda with his family and all the brothers and all the uncles and grandparents and Bobby and Zadie, a big Suda back in Beis Lechem. He asked him Rishus to go. And what does Shaul react? How does he react? He says he's a Ben Maves. There's a chutzpah that he did this. There's no question I'm a chayiv to kill him. Why? Someone doesn't show up to your Suda, why do you kill him? Like the Chassam Sefer. Why should he kill someone? It doesn't show up to the Suda. What's the pshat in this? Chassam Sefer says that we know that Malchus Yisrael, the Malchus Beis David, which is the Ikar Malchus, it says in Tehillim about the Malchus in Perek Peites. It says Zaroi Perek Peites in Tehillim Kapitel Peites Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Zaroi LaOlam Yeh. David's children will last forever. Malchus Beis David will last forever. V'chisoi. Says the Pasuk. V'chisoi, and the crown of David, chashemesh negi, is like a sun, which mefarshim say means will be everlasting. Ki yoreach yikun la'olam, and like the moon, it will be established forever. What does it mean like the moon? So the Radak explains, what does it mean like the moon? The moon sometimes shines, sometimes doesn't. So too, there'll be rough patches in the descendants of David, which won't be so bright. There'll be brighter days, but it will never stop. Malchus Beis David will last forever. But you see, Malchus Beis David is Nimshal to the moon. The Gemara actually, in Rosh Hashanah, tells us after the famous story in the Mishnah with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and when it was Rosh Chodesh, when it was Yom Kippur, that whole story. So the Gemara says a story how Gemara on Daf Chofei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says a story how 1 year Rabbi Chiya saw a moon. It was on the 29th day. And he felt it should be Rosh Chodesh that night, but if people still see the moon, the old moon on the 29th, they're not going to make Kiddush HaChodesh that night. So he threw something at the moon, and he said, "What are you doing, moon? Moon, moon, what are you doing? Yireach, yireach. You got to go. You're making problems for us by being here now. It makes halachic complications." Then the Gemara says, "Amar le Rebbe l'Rab Chiya." Rebbe told Rab Chiya, when there was this problem taking place with the Zil le'ein tov, go to a place called Ein Tov, v'katsha li'yarcha, and don't do Kiddush HaChodesh, even though people think it might be Asr because it was seen early, go do it. V'shalach li'sim, and then send me a sign that you did it. What will be the secret message? David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chofeyum and Aleph. What was he telling him? He was telling him, I need you to give me a remez that the moon, the new Chodesh has been established, but the code will be David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, because David represents the moon. Of course, we could bring another Raya. I'm not sure why he doesn't bring this. That to the Chassam Sofer, that Gemara in Chum, he said before, that the Tzadikim are called after you. David HaKotan, just like the moon's called HaKotan. Now the Mashah in Rosh Hashanah says to look in Sanhedrin, Perak Echad Divi Mamnes, and over there in Echad Divi Mamnes, he's Masber, the famous Medrash that says that from the time of the Avos until Shlaimai, there were 15 generations. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzren, Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon, Salman, I'm probably going to miss one or two, and Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David, Shlaimai. So what was the brightest was Shlaimai, and then the last 14 generations later, of Ben Acher, Ben from David, was when Tzidkiyahu HaMelech was blinded, when the lights went out. So the light began to shine, Medrash says, from the time of Avraham Avinu, got brighter and brighter till the brightest was in time of Shlaimai, and it went out. So it's always going up and down. So their mamish compared in many, many ways to the sun. Api Kabbalah, which I just know the words, the Yireach is considered Midas HaMalchus, and David, of course, is Melech Yisrael. So there's a big kesher between David, and that's why David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, in the Sefer, Tami Menhagim, which we'll quote it again in another moment, Mir Tashem. The Sefer Tami Menhagim actually brings that the reason why in Kiddush Levana we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, obviously connected to this Gemara, is because the Malchus of David HaMelech, he brings this from Ishel Avram, the Malchus of Beis David is compared to the Yireach. It gets brighter and darker. And Chai V'Kayim means it will come back, it will last. And so to the Geul of Chai, so Machlev Yedavah will come and be bright for us rather. We dafka say that by Kiddush Levana. So Mela, after these Akdamis, says the Chassam Sofer, the Sefer Tiris Moshe, says the Chassam Sofer, we can understand why Shaul was so upset at David for not being at his suda instead of going to the other suda. Why is it Chai Misa? You can't go to your family party. I have a bar mitzvah. My brother's getting bar mitzvah. Family party. It's a family get together. Why is that considered being married by Malchus? So the Torah says, we said that the Yireach symbolizes the everlasting Malchus of Chai Yisrael. And if David would be at Shaul's Reish Chodesh suda, then it means he's recognizing Shaul's Malchus. By going to his own personal family party, that is a merida. He says that Suda, which we celebrate, the covet is chachas of Levana, of the Malchus, which is coming back, belongs to Yehuda, belongs to David. And that is a Moir b'Malchus. That is a Moir. That's why he felt he needs to kill him. Let's just add a drop to Chassam Shaif, and then we'll finish. The Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tov Yutes, say that one is mechuyif to eat a suda on Rish Chodesh. Baruch Hashem, we learned this before. We had a few years ago, we had a shir. There's a chiyuv gomor every Rish Chodesh to have a suda, to wash. And if it falls on Shabbos, to eat something extra. Look in Tof Yutes, halachis. And of course, it's learned from Makaris, from Shaul and David. And the Torah brings a number of rais that are such a chiyuv suda. And amongst the rais of the Torah in Tof Yutes is he brings the Mashal, the Gemara, Yerushalmi says, he brings a Yerushalmi that says, in Megillah, at the beginning of Megillah, that beginning of Megillah speaks about which days you push back earlier, which days get pushed off to later, what days you're Magdima, what you're Ma'achrim. And one of the things Yerushalmi says is, Sudas Purim falls in on Shabbos Ma'achrim, you push it off to Sunday, which will happen this coming year in Yerushalayim. And also Sudas Rosh Chodesh says you push off. So you see that there's a mamash achiv Sudas Rosh Chodesh so much that it falls in on Shabbos, you have to have the Suda on Sunday. This is a Yerushalmi. So look at the Torah, you see there's a achiv Suda. The Torah brings another a number of other rayas. And one of his other rayas is from the Haftarah. He says in the Haftarah that David said, supposedly said, I have a zevach mishpacha. I have a family get together, and therefore I cannot be at your suda. So you see that there was a minig on Rosh Chodesh to go along and have a suda. Beis Yosef asks Kashas on the rayas of the Torah. On the raya from the Yerushalmi, he says, who says this is talking about Sudas Rosh Chodesh referring to a Suda on the day of Rosh Chodesh? It might be referring to the Suda of the Iber HaChodesh when they decide to make an Iber Yard, because in Sanhedrin, in Parak Ben Sayer Umayra, the Mishnah says that Ben Sayer Umayra who steals and eats is Chayiv Misa, but if he ate for a mitzvah, he's not Chayiv Misa. One of the examples that the Mishnah and Gemara discusses if he ate by a Suda of the Iber HaChodesh. You see that there's something called Iber HaChodesh, a Suda, not necessarily Rosh Chodesh. And that we could say, on this Raya we could say, the Elyu Rabbah brings from the Kolbay in Siman Tov Kutes, Elyu Rabbah brings that one of the inyonim of having a Suda on Rosh Chodesh is just like when all the Eidim would come for Kiddush Achar to say we saw the new moon. The Allah is that they would make a Suda for them, like it speaks about in Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah, they would make a Suda to encourage people to come. So to Frezecha, we continue making a Suda. So you see that there is an inyon, all different inyonim of Rosh Chodesh that should be a Suda. And that might be what how the Torah learned this Yerushalmi also. The Raya from the story of David says the Beis Yosef, why is it a Raya? Maybe it wasn't true. It was just an excuse to say the Shal, but it wasn't really such a thing to do with Suda. But of course he's doicha that himself. He says, of course the Torah is right, because he wanted to sell this Taras to Shal. It has to be that it was known by Shal that it's a real halacha to go along and do it. We discussed actually a few years ago, might have been a takana of Shal to go along and make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So, there's this big inyan of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Yosef brings more and more reasons to, and he refers you to a rekech, which discusses actually that there's a makar to Sudas Rosh Chodesh from Shal himself and from David himself. So there's this inyan of Sudas Rosh Chodesh to celebrate the hischatus of the Yerech, and especially it's connected to Malkus Beis David, which has hischatus in every moment. Even though it seems that Malkus Beis David is falling down, it seems that other people are ruling us. We daven Shiva Shaptenik Vashem, we're going to get that. We're going to be Zoichet. We're going to be Zoichet as Samach David Meheres Atzmiach. If so, after this whole beautiful Akdama, we can go now to our highlight, to Teretz of Rebbe Hirson Gwartz. He brings that Tami Menhagen brings Alpi of Margan Avram, Luz of Margan Avram. The reason why people have a minig in Eretz Yisrael, it's very prevalent, this minig. And a lot of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, Bachim go and do this, a lot of Yungalite and Kailim. Every Arab Rosh Chodesh, they have a Yom Kippur Katan with their Isaac and Shuvah. Is because of that Gemara which we began with, the Rabbi Yisrael says, this is a day, today is a day, Rosh Chodesh is a day, but you bring a kapara, because I made the Yireach smaller. It needs a kapara. He said before, the Rif says the Klaish was the one that needs the Kapara. But they need a Kapara. This is a day of Kapara. And therefore, on Rosh Chodesh itself, you have to have a Suda, you have to celebrate. So you do this thing the day before. But Rabbi Yonasan Gwartz explained this in a much, much more amazing way. He says, the moon is smallest the day before it starts getting larger. It's its tiniest moment. You can't even see it then normally. He said, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, yes, usually we know that you can't see it. It's before it can be seen. It's the smallest, so small you can't see it. It's the day before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, when you start seeing it before that, you couldn't see it. It was too small. So, this is the reason why we're going to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, because this is when the moon was in might itself to the smallest point. Now, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, the reason why we read the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, we can say now a new Knech, a whole new reason. The reason why we read this after, not just because the conversation took place Erev Rosh Chodesh, it was Machar Chodesh. What happened on this Erev Rosh Chodesh? Yehoshaphat was promising David, I will take off my crown, I do not need to be the king, I will make you the king instead. I'm evater myself to you. I choose you over me. You will be the one to bear the crown instead of me. It's more appropriate. David is nimshal to the Yireach for many different reasons and Yonah that we mentioned and much more that we didn't say. David, Melach Yisrael Chavakayim, is connected to the Yireach. And you are the one that needs to be the real king. Shaul is called Shaul, Chazal say, Nesham Malchus, Shaula Biyadeh. It was temporary, but I know it needs to go to you. So he was the kapara. He was the kapara on what the moon did. The moon was complaining. Both of us are going to be king. How could it be? How could we both be in charge? And Yohannesson did the opposite. Yohannesson says, David, you can have the job. You can be the king. And on Ervish Chodesh, on the day when you need the kapara, that's the day that Yohannesson bows before David and says, you're the king. I know that you're the king. He makes the sacrifice to give kavod to his chaver, to his friend, real ava, like Chazal say, that's what he's willing to do for a friend. Give it all up with a smile from the deepest place in his heart for him. And that's why on this day, Erev Chodesh, when he did it, when he made up, that's what I'm going to do. Which is Dafka Erev Chodesh, a day of Kapar for the whole Maisa, for the Yireach. It makes sense that this whole Haftira, which is a story of Haftira, booking Zich to David, being Mechaved David, saying, David, you're the one that represents Malchus Shemayim in this world. That's why we read this Haftarah, not just because it has the word Malchus Chodesh. So, Lamaise, what we pick up from here, of course, to be Vater B'Lev Shalem, Rabbi Hashem should help me do that, help everybody do that. We Meschazik in the Yanam of Sudas Rish Chodesh, in the Hitzchachos, in the Simcha of Klai Yisrael, and Melech David Malki Aleim, like I said on Ishanis, you remember at the end of the Shana Rabbah, we said, who David ba'atzmoi, David himself is the one who's going to come back in the future, whatever it means, b'shayla. So Rabbi Hashem should help us, we should be zoiches, yischachos, mehir v'yameinu, have a good Shabbos, and a wonderful chodesh to everybody.